Welcome to another program of Communication with George and Rita Galley. Everyone is searching for something in their life, even if they aren't quite sure what it is they're looking for.
So perhaps that's a good question to ask. What are you searching for?
It is said the premise for our entire modern Western world is that the status quo is not good enough and that we are all searching for something more, be it economic growth, personal growth and justice.
I'm sure many of us would add something else to that list, and that something is happiness. But even more people are also looking for a sense of identity, a purpose in their life, and deep down peace.
I heard of one university student who felt that happiness was an impossible dream, but he's now in the process of exploring how he may best find this elusive dream.
Yet how many people have thought that they had found real happiness when they won a big paying lottery, only to discover people who they believed were their friends suddenly turned on them because jealousy now marred their friendship?
It's also no secret that there have been cases where great wealth also corrupted couples and families who once had been decent people, hard-working people. Their behaviour changed almost overnight into greedy, selfish individuals who became obsessed with their new riches.
We're not making sweeping generalisations here or being down on making money by careful and honest hard work. Some people are really talented with money matters, and that's all good.
We're just making the case that wealth does not always bring happiness. So, does finding a real purpose in life bring happiness? Yes, it can. And many discover this. And what about a sense of your identity? One TV program is entitled, Who Are You? And it traces the ancestry of people. And in many cases, people feel a sense of belonging when they find out who their forebears were and what they did in life.
Even so, many folk are still trying to work out why they're here on Earth. What's the real meaning to their life? And why they can't find a deep-down sense of peace in their hearts?
If you can honestly admit to a real lack of peace in your life, then we want to point you to the Peace Giver. You need search no longer, because this person is the only one who actually promised you a genuine, deep-down peace in your heart and life. You see, the Lord knows our condition and understands everything about us. He knows our needs, and He wants us to experience His love. When we ask Jesus into our lives, He will give us His peace in our hearts and His forgiveness for wrong things we've done. It is said that happiness depends on what happens to you, but peace and long-lasting joy and genuine satisfaction come from above.
And this, no matter what we are going through in our lives, whether sickness, financial difficulties, breakdown in a relationship or loss of a loved one, you will find Jesus is always there once you open your heart to Him and allow Him to bear you up over life situations. Listen to this promise from God. Those that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
My friend, you will find the answer to your search for happiness, peace, and purpose in life, and your eternal security in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why not accept Jesus as your Saviour today? Thank Him for dying on the cross for your sins, and ask Him into your heart and life right now.
For any information about the program that you've heard today, contact us on communicationradio.org.